I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us today. Michigan's educational performance has flatlined in recent years. Once a leader in student achievement, the state's now falling behind traditionally underperforming states like Tennessee and Florida. But State Superintendent Brian Whiston and the Michigan Board of Education have plans to turn the ship around. They recently released a set of strategies to make Michigan one of the top 10 states for education in the next 10 years. I talked with John Austin, president of the State Board of Education, about what it would take to accomplish this ambitious goal. We chatted shortly after he testified before the State Senate's Government Operations Committee about the plan to save Detroit public schools from bankruptcy. I first asked him what he said to those lawmakers.
Part of the message was two out of three are in this legislation that can improve learning outcomes for Detroit school children, lifting the debt and repurposing DPS so that the debt is not dragging resources that need to go to the classroom, returning local democratic control to Detroit public schools. The missing piece is some version of a Detroit Education Commission or some entity that can manage all public schools that are in Detroit to make sure that they're quality, that they're accessible, and that the collective marketplace is not financially draining all schools, which will mean DPS, the rebooted DPS, will be back in receivership in a few years unless we are managing this chaotic environment of public education. More kids don't go to DPS in Detroit than do go to DPS, and we need to have a quality school management plan for all school public schools.
If the bills currently in the legislature were to pass, how far would they go toward addressing Detroit's educational challenges?
Well, I said they'd go two-thirds of the way, but they will leave the financial challenges of declining enrollments in DPS schools, if charters and poor quality charters, which is a double whammy, who don't educate kids, continue to proliferate. There's 30,000 more seats in public schools, charter and DPS, than there are students in Detroit. And it's hurting education in charters, good charters, and DPS schools. So it will go a long way to lifting the debt will mean resources can flow, and restoring local control will do a lot to restore confidence and end the tension, anger, and accountability back where it belongs.
How can Michigan balance the need for intervention in cases where immediate intervention is needed, like Detroit, and the planning for the long term? I mean, does the state have the resources to get both of those done?
Well, the symptoms of what we're seeing in Detroit in terms of a sort of death spiral of enrollments and lack of resources as new schools have been created all around it, again, without any quality control, which is the nonsensical part, that's happening all over Michigan, too. So we need a plan for, and we've called for the state board, and I reminded the legislature today, we need a statewide way to manage for quality public schools, charter schools, virtual schools, and traditional schools, and where we have a market that already exists, which is happening in places like Detroit, we need some way to manage all those public schools, opening, closing, insist on quality, not poor quality that hurts learning. And that's a big piece of what we must do going forward, and it's a big piece of the financial challenges that are faced by many schools. We have 200,000 fewer students in Michigan overall. We've had declining K-12 enrollments. We have a couple hundred more school districts. We have too many schools chasing too few students, and that's a big part of our need looking forward, is to revisit our charter choice and new school creation policy to bring some sanity to the landscape of public education offerings.
The State Board, Superintendent Whiston, and others have, with a lot of input, arrived at these seven strategies for moving Michigan into the top 10 educationally. We don't have time for an in-depth description of all of them, but share with us a few of the key strategies, please.
There's things from enhancing early childhood education dramatically, making sure we're doing better to prepare, support, and reward and keep teaching excellent teachers, ongoing career professional development, making sure at the other end of their continuum, all of our kids get early college credit taking, post-secondary learning opportunities while they're in high school, which can fast-track their beginning of needed post-secondary learning for all kids, whether it's early college, middle college, dual enrollment, continuing the path we've been on of high learning standards for all of our young people, and providing a different way of funding schools, which all these things are what top-performing states do, funding schools differentially based on their students who are in poverty, by the distance they have to travel with their students, so that students that have further to travel academically, we're giving the extra support, resources, services that can help them reach the same high bar. So these are the kinds of strategies that top-performing states that are blowing by Michigan have put in place.
John Austin is the president of the State Board of Education. We are talking about State Superintendent Brian Whiston's recently released goals for making Michigan a top 10 education state in the next 10 years. Help me understand one other thing, John. Are the measures that involve DPS that are in the legislature right now, are they more in sync with the goals of the Top 10 and 10 plan, or are you concerned they are more out of sync with the Top 10 and 10 goals?
As I said, it misses some things where we couldn't get consensus with the legislature on charter and choice policy, and those are pieces that the DPS fix needs to include if it's going to actually fix the learning problems for DPS students that we need to extend across Michigan. But in this plan, as I said, are a lot of things we all agree on that are very powerful, from better teaching quality, better support for our teachers, to more and better early childhood education for all that need it. Better guidance is another big part of this. We need college and career guidance built in, more counselors. So there definitely are some pieces that take resources that are strategic investments in our future and our kids' future. And there's a lot of things we can do by policy practice and support for our educators that can help move the needle in a high-yield way. The student learning outcomes are terrible in Michigan. Statewide, you know, we're in the lower tier of our math and reading scores, and our African American students are at the bottom in fourth grade reading. And Detroit's performance, both charter and traditional, is even worse. And so we have to organize around the kinds of strategies that top-performing states put in place.
What role should charter schools play in Michigan reaching the top 10 in 10?
Well, charters done right can help, meaning the top-performing states, again, like Massachusetts, they open charter schools, but they only do so with taxpayer dollars that are scarce if the charter school delivers a better, higher-quality learning that does better than the schools that it's replacing, or replaces a school that's failing with a top charter. That's what we should be using charters for. But when you look at Detroit, you know, charters have been opening and closing willy-nilly without any better performance in most cases, and sometimes a lot worse performance. They're operated by 12 different authorizers from around the state. Some neighborhoods are saturated with schools. Other neighborhoods have practically none. And so the result is chaos. Charters done well at purposefully as a way to improve student learning and provide a new, better option where we need it. That's the way to do charters. Don't lift the cap on virtuals and don't lift the cap on charters without some assurance that we're getting quality education, not selling junk.
I've heard charter school proponents claim that Senate Bill 710, which is one of the DPS measures, requires closing failing charter schools but prohibits failing DPS schools from closing. Is that your understanding of what's in the measure?
No, I heard the charter proponents testify today about the bills. They're really terrified that there could be a common sense governance model emerge that would basically limit and regulate what charters can do, who can open a charter, quality standards for new schools, make decisions about where and when we need a charter because we need to provide a better option. They don't want any limitations on when, where and when people can sell a school. They don't want any limitations. I mean, I was with John Rakolta and Scott Romney and Bill Milliken. I mean, this was like Republican business leaders saying we have to manage our network of public education, charters and traditional schools so that we're ensuring quality and accessibility. And they, the charter lobby, does not want that kind of common sense thinking to prevail.
The Common Core standards, developed by a national group of governors and education leaders, are still generating some controversy here in Michigan. Most recently, State Rep Gary Glenn of Midland said he plans to introduce legislation to repeal and replace the standards. Former state legislator Tom McMillan, who's been a vocal opponent of the Common Core, is running for a seat on the State Board of Education. Is the top 10 goal tied to the Common Core curriculum?
In the top 10 is the clear strategy of let's continue to expect and put out the learning standards that are the rigorous good standards that prepare all kids for college, for work, and today's job market. Let's continue to have those high rigorous standards be what all kids in Michigan, across Michigan, get in their K-12 education. And the Common Core are language, arts, and math standards that we as a state determined, the state board and the business community and our great educators who like them, said these are the right rigorous, in-depth competencies that we want all our kids to learn if they're going to be ready for the next step without needing remediation and to succeed in today's economy.
How are you responding to these opponents, though, who still want to get rid of them?
We've been there. Don't take us back to the 19th century, where every school district taught whatever they wanted, and we weren't preparing all of our young people to be successful when they leave K-12 with the skills and abilities they need to navigate and be ready for their next step, whether it's work world or whether it's post-secondary, which is essential these days. So, you know, we don't want to go back to the days when some kids got a great school education, some kids did not. We passed the Common Core without controversy in 2010 before the Tea Party woke up and thought this was some sort of federal Obama plot to take over nationalized education. No, this is the state of Michigan and the business leaders and the governor and our educators from K-12 to our great universities who helped develop these standards saying these are the competencies all kids need to succeed in life and in college and work.
Now that the state has these top 10 and 10 goals and strategies laid out, I mean, you've got some buy-in here already from the legislature and from the governor. What's the timeline that lay ahead? What is that like?
Well, and again, now different pieces have different timelines. There's some that requires legislation. There's some that requires some additional funding. There's others that, you know, we can help roll out with educators around the state and that we can, as a state board, move on and include things like teacher preparation expectations that we can move on through policy. So, I mean, our goal and the whole point is we need to move a family of high-yield strategies that can work together to get us where we need to be, which is among the in the top 10 in terms of academic achievement for our young people and learning outcomes. And we're not there now. We're down at 35th or so. And we need to be, and Michigan should be the education state with our great schools, with our great universities, with our great ability to deliver education. But we need to focus, and we need to focus our spending, and we need to focus our policies on what moves that needle and what's most important. And the top 10 set of strategies goes a long way to take us in that direction.
John Austin is president of the Michigan State Board of Education. We've been talking about the Michigan Department of Education's plans to make the state a top 10 education state by 2026. John, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity.